Welcome to the River Country Egg Show. Today we are speaking with Sarda Egg Research Coordinator Megan Snell. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me today.
Thanks for coming on. Now, I do have a couple of questions for you. This is the busy season right now for everything agriculture related. We're starting to get into seeding and it's just kind of hectic. So what does Sarda have planned for this summer and the upcoming research season?
So for this year, we have a couple events planned during the summer. On July 7th and 8th, PCBFA will be hosting an intercropping event in Clear Hills and Northern Sunrise County, where I will be speaking on our intercropping trial that we are doing. July 20th, we also will be hosting an event in the Endy Smoky River. We are calling it our Oilseed and Pulse Field Tour. So far for this event, we have a couple of speakers coming out. I will be speaking on our canola seed size and depth trial. Kelvin Yoder and Christina Polzine will be speaking on our resistant wild oat demonstration. We also have Darcy Beauvair coming out. He will be speaking about the hemp industry in the Peace region, as well as some industry trials that we are doing with BASF, Corteva, and AgroGuard distributions. July 22nd, we also have our plot tour in the MD of Greenview. So we will be speaking on a couple of trials that we have in the DeBolt area. We have our wheat protein trial and a couple of variety trials that we'll be highlighting crops such as field peas, barley, oats, and wheat. We also will be hosting the wheat stock for this year, which is what we are doing with Alberta Wheat and Barley Commission. This will be hosted in the MD Smoky River on August 5th. So we have multiple different trials for this event that we'll be highlighting. We have our ultra early wheat trial, our wheat protein trial, regional variety trials, and Sarda egg research variety trials, as well as fungicide and PGR applications on wheat, barley, and oats. So in addition to wheat stock on August 5th, we also will be having our annual Sarda plot walk that we'll be following in the afternoon.
Okay, that's a lot of stuff. So saying that you guys are busy is kind of an understatement.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of stuff planned and lots more to do.
Yeah, no, that sounds kind of crazy. And I know that I've been told that you take care of the summer students coming in. So how many are coming in to help with all this? Are they local people, local kids? Like, what's all about that?
Here we have a great group of six summer staff. The majority of our staff, they are from the Flair, Drewville, Gee, and Donnelly area, which is kind of our local area where Sarda is located. And we actually have one summer student that is from Westlock. So it's great to see that our ad is getting out to multiple different colleges and universities, and they're coming all the way out here in Flair to come and work for the summer.
Yeah, exactly. And especially with you guys doing so many things that you had just mentioned, it's going to be needed, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Six summer stuff, it's a saving grace, that's for sure.
Exactly. Is there a process to be selected to be a summer student?
Yes. So our hiring process for our summer staff, it's pretty standard. They'll send in the resume along with three references. Our summer staff do have to be attending a post-secondary institute, since we do apply for funding to pay for their wages. After I go through the resume, they will have an interview. Usually we do these interviews in person, but since, of course, we're dealing with a pandemic, they have been over the phone, which isn't ideal. It'd be nice to see them actually. Be nice to see each other face-to-face.
Exactly.
But it is what it is for right now.
Yeah.
And all of our ads for our summer student positions, they are located on Sarda's website at www.sarda.ca.
Now, you had mentioned all the research and trials and everything that you guys are going to be doing this upcoming season. How do the summer students help with the research? Do they do their own? Do they just kind of help out with the people that are already in Sarda?
So at Sarda, our summer staff, they do a lot throughout the spring and summer. We are very grateful for them because while they are busy assisting with seeding and collecting data, it gives the Sarda staff a chance to get a lot of our own work done. So we are very lucky to have them. Mm-hmm. So the Sarda staff, they will start off their season by treating and packaging seed, of course, for seeding in the month of May. For the remainder of the year in June, July, and August, they are busy with multiple different types of data collection. I'll just name off a few. We have plant counts, biomass, NDVI ratings, and much more. As the year goes on, we do train the summer staff all throughout the season just because it is easier to learn how to see the trials and collect data while you are physically out in the field, because just explain the job to them, it does not do it justice. It's just a lot easier to learn. Then that way they're able to ask any of the questions that they need while they're out in the field learning how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And are the summer students there right now for seeding?
Yep. So I think they're actually going out to Greenview today to go seed the site that we have out there by DeBolt.
And what kind of seeding is going on out there?
So at the DeBolt location, we have our wheat protein trial, and we also have the regional variety trials as well. So just mainly the cereals and the pulses will be going out there. We also have, SARDA also has our own research, like variety trials that we have going out there as well.
That's pretty cool. With the seeding and everything, the research team is obviously out there with the summer students to get everything done. Is there kind of like teams or groups with COVID going on?
So for seeding, everyone has a hand in that because there's multiple different jobs that have to be done. Spraying, Kelvin Yeller and I do the majority of that. Harvest, everyone also has a hand in that as well, since it is another busy time of the year. We do a lot more than just that. We also do a lot more than just seeding, spraying, and harvest. We also have our field technician, Victor Gauthier. He takes a lot of our drone images that you'll see on our website and posters. He also goes out and finds our trial sites for us, and he also operates and maintains all of our equipment, such as the seed drill, the combine, the tractors, spray equipment, and the slother. So for the most part, when it comes to getting the job done, we have to work together as a team. So just in order to make sure that we're getting everything done at a proper time.
I think farming is kind of all about being within a certain time frame. I did grow up on a seed farm for 18 years, so I know exactly what you say when you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you did mention right at the beginning, a lot of new projects, a lot of research, a lot of events coming up. Are these research kind of things coming up from previous years being wrapped up, or is this ongoing?
So for this year, we don't have too many new projects that we'll be working on. We do have a couple new projects, though, because we have the wheat stock, and we also have a couple industry trials that we're working on, and we also have the wild oat resistance demonstration. As for trials that we are wrapping up for the year, we have two of our industrial hemp trials. That is the date and rate trial that includes three different seeding rates and seeding dates. We also have the industrial hemp fertility trial. This trial includes different rates of nitrogen, phos, and micronutrients. We also have our intercropping trial that is wrapping up for the year, as well as our novelty crop sequencing trial, which is a crop rotation trial that we have been working on for the past 4 years with InnoTech Alberta and Farming Smarter.
So just a lot of research being wrapped up from previous years.
Yes, we'll be able to apply for new projects for the upcoming 2022 year. We do have a couple trials in mind already, so we just have to make sure that we actually get accepted in order to do those trials.
Well, that's good. And those trials are going good, going as planned?
Well, there was a bit of an issue with the industrial hemp trials last year because we had so much rain, and I'm sure a lot of farmers can relate, but a lot of our trials, they got drowned out. So that was really unfortunate. So we lost a whole year of data for that.
That's not good at all. I know it is really hard to just farm and try to come up with something when the weather is unpredictable up here lately.
Yeah, absolutely. Farming's definitely a gamble.
It is, yeah. Those are my questions for you, Megan. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add or tell me about SARDA research?
Well, one thing I do want to mention, just for all the events that we're having for this year, if anyone has any questions or they want to find out more information, they can find us on our website at www.sarda.ca. You can also give us a call at our office at 780-837-2900, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
Well, thank you so much for the chat today, Megan.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
On this episode of the River Country Egg Show, we talked with Megan Snell, SARDA Egg Research Coordinator.